This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Off to Jacksonville, Florida now, where a woman has been arrested for something strange, for selling an aggressive monkey to a teenager.
Well, he got rid of it.
She's accused.
Smart move.
She sold it to a 15-year-old girl who was hospitalized after the monkey attacked her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
75-year-old Joan Neuberger was cited by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission for possession of a captive wildlife for commercial purposes. She's also facing four counts of illegal possession of conservation animals. A complaint was filed by the teenage girl and her mother after the girl had to be taken to the hospital when she was attacked by the monkey. The teen and her mother told officers they bought the monkey from a woman in the area. Her teenager found an online ad where the woman was selling the monkey for $9,500.
Wow.
This woman was listed as the contact on the ad. They showed up to a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Your first warning sign.
To meet the monkey, and they purchased the monkey on site. They were given a bill of sale. And they did not get a permit, though.
Mm.
After leaving with the monkey, the mom and daughter decided to bring it back because the monkey had become really aggressive. She refused to give them the money back that they paid.
Yeah.
And as they were leaving, the monkey attacked the girl.
Oh, my God. Oof. That's a lot of money to spend.
It is.
It really is.
Oh, and he bought it from that lady. Of course her monkey's
going to
be crazy.
That lady in her monkey trailer.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say to him.
Yeah. It's a crazy thing that, like, her parents went with him to.
Spent almost 10 grand on a trailer monkey.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
You don't know how old it is. You don't know how long it's been aggressive.
No.
People wonder why they don't have any money they've spent it on monkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
Grand.
Yeah.
Right.
That's poor money management.
That's horrible. There's a lot of that out there.
You're sitting there with like an eviction notice and you're just looking at the monkey.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be in this situation if it weren't for you. Thanks a lot, monkey.
All your furniture's destroyed because of the monkey.
Destroyed my life.
Yeah.
Part of your face and your life.
It was like my whole life got turned upside down because of you. I just thought you were cool.
You know what, though?
You have hands.
There's part of me that has the forethought to know that if I bought a monkey, there is a real chance that could be the end. Like, that if I bought a monkey, maybe my whole life is in shambles after that.
I loved monkeys and chimpanzees until that one ripped the woman's face off.
Oh,
yeah, they're scary.
That's changed me for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's changed me for life.
Those little ones can get aggressive.
Yeah, and I mean, like,
because I grew up with, like, BJ and the Bear and, you know,
yeah,
like different
they,
shows.
They really made you think like a chimp
any
could be
which
your
way
best
but
bud.
Loose with Clint Eastwood,
yeah.
You know, like
they were always just hugging
friends.
You. They were just your friends.
They were hugging you.
They weren't like, ripping your face off and trying to kill you.
The 70s were a time for like that. Like
it's
orangutans.
Because mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because there was no way to check in on things.
Yeah.
You just had to take the filmmaker's word for it that all chimps were friendly and nice. And
right.
You had Jane Goodall or whoever her name is, like talking to them and telling you how great everybody was. And then you found out, oh, they're all murderers. That's what they are. Chimps murder things.
Oh, yeah,
murderous.
More murderous than you'd
ever
think.
Yeah,
it's just funny to be like, I lost my ass on that monkey.
Yeah.
Everything's gone. I shouldn't have bought it.
I lost my job.
Cost $9,500 and ruined my life.
Yeah.
Well, here's another scam to tell you about. Don't fall for this one, Chuck.
Okay.
The M&M romance scam. If you think Eminem's calling you trying to sex you up for money.
Wait a second. No, he's been calling. He's been sending me texts through FaceTime.
Oh, man. I hate to tell you, it's not Marshall Mathers.
No, it is. I can tell it is because I live so close.
Oh, okay.
To his family.
No, this Eminem scam continues to grow. At first, there was a guy from Michigan who was scammed, but now it's moved on to a romance scam. Here's the latest on it now from WDIV TV. Take a listen.
Better move, the music, the moment.
It's my
real
boyfriend.
Slim Shady is a fake, and this guy is after new victims now. Take a look. This woman from Washington State sending me these messages she received from someone posing as Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem. He flatters her appearance, and then in a later exchange, asks her to go out and get him an eBay card.
Because he needs that.
I was having my coffee in the morning, and the phone rang, and he said, "This is Marshall."
I first exposed the Slim Shady scammer earlier this month when he started reaching out to this tailor man offering to cover expenses for his injured grandson. But soon he was asking for personal information and much more.
If you can use that person's likeness, use that person's reputation to bring people into the scam, it's actually a pretty good fraud.
Scams like this one are on the rise. In fact, according to the Federal Trade Commission, romance scams are now up 80% in the last year alone. The Better Business Bureau here in southeastern Michigan warns to always be cautious of calls, text, or emails you get from unknown numbers.
You have to be very, very careful whenever you're clicking links. And that kind of goes with emails as well. Phishing emails are still very large. People are still sending those out. Text message scams, those are still coming out.
Been filed as investigators work to track this guy down. I should tell you, Eminem's legal team aware of this situation. Obviously, Eminem himself has no connection to any of this wrongdoing. And of course, his attorney is willing to cooperate as this moves forward.
The guy has got a crazy life. The guy that was like, my grandson's got two broken legs.
Yep. Eminem reached out to me. Oh, he's a rapper. Sings the rap music.
Been a weird week. Grandson still got horribly broken legs. Yep. I mean, they're not
can't
healing.
Pay for it.
Not healing anytime soon. And Eminem reached out.
Thank God. He's big on eBay.
Yeah. Wild.
It is confusing for a grandparent.
Yes, yeah.
I just had a buddy though. He, you know, he got dumped or something has happened, and he is now a single guy. And he posted something on Twitter.
I'm single.
Like, hey, I'm single now. Blah blah blah. And like people are like, ah, oh, sorry, man. You know, blah blah. But then he posted something later. He's like, you wouldn't believe it, but I already got this in my DMs. And so, like, something on Twitter is just looking for you to say single.
They search it out.
And then it sent him, like, a thing, like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, tall, fake girl. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, that's the way it goes. Mm. So, like, you, it's not even, like, what you might click on in your email or anything like that. It's like, we're being monitored at all times. Well, anything
just
do
a, like, that a we do, search on Twitter.
Yeah, that's
it.
Easy to
yeah, that's search. It. I mean, and listen, there are certain bots that the second you type in a certain word combination, like I know there's some Star Wars bots that if you type in something, it instantly responds to you like it's C-3PO.
Oh yeah, we get that. We tweet out things R2-D2. Sometimes, and things automatically reply to
yeah.
it. My parents have been, you know, if you have a landline, it seems like you're a massive target. Because generally, older people are the only ones with landlines anymore.
Yeah.
But my mom was just, you know, I warn them all the time. Don't fall for anything. Never give out your personal information. You know, no tax information. No anything personal. But she said they, at least once a day, they get a call. You know?
Yeah.
Your credit card has been compromised. Please call with your number to this immediately.
Yep.
She says it happens every day.
Those landlines are listed, too. It's probably just easy for them to have a huge list, and they sit there for 8 hours
That's
a day calling old people.
Yep.
They're weird.
So I just always remind them, like, doesn't matter how serious they sound. Never, ever, ever, ever call me.
The only thing
I'll help you deal with it.
The only thing that's scary about that stuff is that no matter how many times I would tell my parents, like, hey, you know, this is the thing that can happen, there will come a time, maybe, when they're just, their guard isn't as up as it is right now. And they're, these scams that do anything with like their grandkids.
That's where they're vulnerable,
like,
right?
Grandma, I'm in jail. Like, it's the meanest thing ever, but you can see why it works.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're so concerned about like their grandkids.
Yeah.
Well, they know it works.
Yeah.
Someone said, please tell Chuck to stop texting me that he needs help paying for his OnlyFans.
I don't need any help paying for my OnlyFans. That thing has taken off like
gangbusters. Someone's scamming you. You're being Chuck the Freak scammed. Look out.
Yeah,
you
that's not me.
You can count Pam Anderson among those with zero interest in Hulu's Pam and Tommy series. This apparently tells the full story of their relationship. The facts have been disputed, but a source says Pam Anderson hasn't even watched the trailer yet. She won't pay any attention
to it. She got off social media because of all of this, I think.
Oh,
She's like, I'm out. I'm done. She put a big goodbye post or whatever. But Tommy Lee isn't behind this project either.
No. He's not behind it, but he's like in the, any publicity is good publicity.
But it makes him look really bad.
Does it
make him look bad?
I mean, I only watched the first episode. And James, I know, did you finish any of the whole
thing? I'm caught up on it. Well, I think a new episode came out maybe the other day, so I got like one episode to catch up on.
Didn't it portray him as a complete a-hole?
I mean, it portrays him in the way that I've always pictured him. So
dead on.
But I think who knows what the truth is, but I feel like they exaggerated a lot of it.
Like the talking penis and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some weird stuff where he's pulling out guns and he's showing off to his bros.
And it makes it like the guy who stole the tape, like, you should have stole that tape.
Yeah, you feel sympathy for the guy who's making this happen. Like,
right.
But I mean, I kind of believe some of that. I have sympathy for this man who stole the sex tape and did all this. But you kind of see like what drove him to do this. Because they really make Tommy Lee, like, they do make him look like an a-hole, but I feel like that's probably how he was. From stories you hear about Motley Crue and all that, I kind of believe it. I feel like he's maybe a borderline sex addict, and he's got, like, this vision for this lovemaking palace that he wants, but he keeps changing his vision, like, every 2 weeks. So once they build this stuff up for him, he's like, you gotta change it around. Now picture this. And it gets in there, and he's like trying to talk to the dude that steals the sex tape. And he's like, this is what we need, the bed like this, facing this way. And he'll be like, but you told me 2 weeks ago you wanted the bed to face this way. He's like, yeah, money is no option. Just no object. Just go ahead and do whatever you need to do. And then,
but he wouldn't pay him.
He leaves. Yeah, but he's not covering any of their expenses up front.
Right.
So they're like digging themselves in these huge debt.
It's got to be like one of the weirdest experiences a human can have to watch a movie about their life.
There's no way it happened to Britney Spears, right?
Like, there was like a Britney Spears thing that came out that was like totally just kind of loosely based on her life.
Yeah. Is it the one on Netflix?
It was, I think it was on like a regular TV channel. Like Lifetime or something.
Well, that's the thing about this Pam and Tommy stuff too, is that, so I'm watching wrestling the other day, or it was on tape, so I was watching it on tape, and there was a big thing. They were doing it on that channel, like a big expose, Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, like every channel has a Pam and Tommy thing coming out right now.
Hmm. So, like, no wonder she got off of social media.
I feel bad for her.
It's not just the Netflix or Hulu, whoever's doing it.
Hulu,
It's not their show only. It's everybody's talking.
And you have to feel bad for Pam, because if the way she found out about the sex tape is how it's depicted in the show, it would literally be like, you guys come into work. Oh, you guys are in work watching my sex tape?
Yeah.
And I walk in, hey, what's going on, everybody? Oh, you're watching me have a physical, making the physical act of love to my wife there.
Yeah.
Making the physical act of love. Yeah. Are you guys watching me make the physical act of love?
It's love in physical form.
What?
I can't believe you guys are watching me commit the act of physical love with my wife here in their workplace.
Yes.
I thought there's rules against this kind of stuff.
Physical act of love.
You knew I was going to download it.
Oh, my gosh. Avert your eyes.
I can't. I've watched it 5 times. It'd be called James.
I'd be called up to the upper office.
Physical act of love.
I get called up to the upstairs office to talk to the big bosses, and I'd walk in.
Oh my God.
They're watching me commit the physical act of love to my wife as well.
Yeah, no, it'd be.
And they're like,
there.
This is great. Now, this is content that we are after.
Go. Spread it everywhere.
This is just the thing.
Get the show's logo on it.
This was a private tape that wasn't supposed to be exposed to anybody. It was just
supposed
to be.
Well, it's out now, so how can we capitalize? How many clicks can we get?
Oh, man.
They say that the problem here, of course, is this is being told without her permission, consent, or input. And it's all based on an article from Rolling Stone.
That's it. That's all they had to go
on. That's all they had to go on. They've turned it into a whole series. So
it's a crazy.
The guy who stole the tape was a dirtbag. So
sure.
If you look in his history, he's not the best.
Oh yeah, you can imagine.
And to go through all that trouble to steal it. Oh. It's amazing that he got away with it.
And they were real dumb with trying to shop it around too.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
A loose-boweled bandit.
That's terrible.
Is on the run in Southwest Florida.
Easy to follow.
Yeah. Dead giveaway.
Someone broke into a Fort Myers mobile home and left behind poop.
Yeah.
On two different occasions.
Same poop? Have they run the DNA?
I don't know if they've run the DNA.
Test the DNA.
Man, that they're sending a message, right?
So that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm actually breaking in to
take
a deuce in your place somewhere.
You are upset with something.
Hmm. Yeah. Really, really upset.
Very, very upset. Let's find out what's happening here as we get the story from Fort Myers and NBC2. Let's take a listen in.
It all started this past Friday here at this home. The family renting says someone broke into their lanai and left a crappy surprise in the corner.
I on the lanai.
The family is petrified the serial pooper will return, so they didn't want to speak on TV. However, they did say that person also broke this window to get inside. $500 cash and some fruit was stolen. That wasn't it, though. The deceitful dumper came back for round two of number two.
Okay.
At some point Monday, they broke in through this window and went straight to the master bedroom. It's here where they left their second smelly surprise.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Disgusting.
I'm looking feces. A human on the person's property. This is not normal for somebody to do that.
If it's not weird enough for you, the person put this shirt over it. Like, Jesus. Disguise their dumb.
Are you kidding?
They're just doing things.
Oh,
and
the roaches.
Leaving little.
You see the roaches?
Yeah.
Presence behind, you know?
The family doesn't know who did this, but thinks it's the same person.
Yeah.
Two doors down, Don Vasily believes restitution is due for all the doo-doo.
You need to go back to the people and tell them, hey, it was me.
No,
I'm sorry. How can I make it right to you?
Hey, it was me. I crapped twice in your place, okay?
No one's
going to
do that. No one's coming
forward. I'm sorry. Let's make it right.
They were probably so high on meth that they had no idea they even pooped in
your
place.
That's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
Drug related.
I can't believe
that happens.
Left the poop
this
there.
Street will be scouring for that stealthy stinker.
Well, I guess we'll start watching for poopers.
Reporting in Fort Myers, Gage Golding, NBC2.
Here's my question. Did the camera guy and reporter, Gage Golding, did he lift that shirt off that
someone
poop twice?
Did. He made
I
someone
twice.
Do it.
Yeah. I think he's his own cameraman, so I believe.
Yeah, he did it to get the full shot.
Full turd.
He's like the Spielberg of the news.
Yep.
I'm
surprised he didn't recreate it.
You don't think the person wiped their ass with that thing?
I do believe that they did.
And he just lifted it up?
He did.
A couple of times for the news story?
Was he barehanded?
And he's trying to get out of it.
Because Sarge had some gloves on. I'm not exactly sure what Sarge's role in all of this was. But Sarge had gloves. Show me. Oh, my God. Something landed on it.
Well, fly.
Show me your hand.
They didn't do a very good job of blurring those turds either.
No, they didn't.
No, I mean,
no,
you can really
clearly tell how many
that
and solid.
But did they leave it? There had to be the person who owns the house, right? That can't be Gage.
I think it's Gage.
It's you think not. They had the homeowner lift up and then well,
they
left
it there? They didn't leave it there for days to wait for the news to come. And
that's what I just read.
No. The Friday was the first time. This was the second time. This just happened.
Yeah, but
and they call the news.
Call the news and wait for
instantly.
Them to come over.
You call the news, pick up the turd's there, and you're like, hey, news, you gotta see this. The turd is
hurry
right
before it melts.
Or you take a video. Share
right,
with
I think
the
they
news.
Probably took a video. And then,
I don't know.
I think they did.
That's the news?
Look at the house.
Yeah.
I know,
the
guys.
The turd fits right in on the floor. No offense.
They're having like eight different angles of the turd. The news camera got those angles, not the homeowner.
I feel like they left it.
I don't know, man.
I feel like they left it.
Yeah, they called the news right away to say, hey, this is the second time someone's pooped here. Get over
and
the
Gage
poop
ran there. Right over.
Of course he did.
Right over. That's like just, I don't know. That's a bit far-fetched to me.
You guys, that.
You're not leaving poop in your house for that long.
Yes,
for
you even are.
Do you see this house?
Listen.
Look at this house.
There's no way you're taking these kind of angles on your phone.
But they're the victim.
This, I'm lying on the ground to get a shot of a turd as the homeowner?
And I believe, Dave, you can see evidence of the wiping on the shirt, possibly down there and maybe up there.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's some residue for sure.
Yeah. Let's watch it again and see if we think that.
Disagree. I think the homeowner.
Let's look at all the angles to see if you think an average person would have got these turd angles.
Okay.
Here we go.
It all started this past Friday here at this home. The family renting says someone broke into their lanai and left
the news coming
surprise in the corner.
I don't know lanai.
The family is petrified the serial pooper will return, so they didn't want to speak on TV. However, they did say that person also broke this window to get inside. Yep. $500 cash and some fruit was stolen. That wasn't it, though. The deceitful dumper came back for
news,
number two.
What does he think? It's like Ken Burns or something?
At some point, Monday,
the news comes into the room. For somebody to do that.
And Sarge
is not weird
charge.
Enough for you? The person put this shirt over it. Likely to.
We've seen NBC2. They recreate everything.
Yeah,
so they threw
do.
The towel down. I'm telling you, that's 100% news footage.
I mean, maybe.
Unless.
The
maybe
reporter pooped on the
unless. Floor. Yeah, that's it. Gage dropped the deuce to recreate.
Gage.
Yeah.
You better recreate the deuce.
He's a method reporter.
He's trying I need to a get shirt. It. And some fiber cereal.
Gage will deuce.
To disguise their dung.
Gage will recreate that deuce.
Even little
he will.
Presents behind, you know?
The family doesn't know who did this, but thinks it's the same person. Two doors down, Don Vasily believes restitution is due.
That seems like what they would have taken.
To go back to the people.
This is all news footage.
Tell them.
I'm telling you, that's all. It's all done with
I feel like he's cleaning
camera.
It up.
This
Why does he have, like, he has rubber gloves on?
He's, I think, just like the neighborhood... Chief.
He might be.
He's like Sarge? In charge of everybody.
Don Sarge Vasily.
Yep.
He's just in the neighborhood.
I think you got a problem with anything. The first person you talk to there is Don.
Yeah. Well, Don's going to make sure he puts his 2 cents in, you know?
Yeah, he didn't like it. He was shocked when they showed him that. When Gage showed him that turd, his demeanor immediately changed.
Yeah.
He was all happy. Sarge stuff.
It's a good day in Sarge's life until that.
PTSD.
You can see it for yourself, by the way. Go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see pixelated turds.
Yeah, not that pixelated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if that constitutes official news.
I understand. I understand what you're thinking.
Because there was one shot of him slightly going to the right. I don't know if that's spun.
I will almost guarantee. Yeah, I'll put a D guarantee on that. That's news camera footage.
Yeah. Double stamp that D guarantee, Dave. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Well, then somebody needs to get Gage out of there because he's doing
that's real bad.
Hashtag save Gage.
He's doing this.
Listen, Gage is doing all this so he gets out.
Well, he is. He goes up in attics. He's sweating his balls off.
Yeah.
We've seen him do all sorts of things.
He's trying to get out of there. And I don't blame him.
Is Gage the shiny guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shiny Gage.
He does good. He does good work.
He's the shiniest.
There's only two people doing work, right?
Well, I think down at the station there, they must have like the general manager or whatever is just like, all right, we need to recreate a deuce. Who we got? We got Gage.
Gage will do it.
Gage will do anything. I've seen that dude just as shiny as it gets.
I hope he doesn't listen.
If you saw the report of the the electric fences, he peed right on those for that one story.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know
he will.
Did.
You do good work, Gage.
He tried.
You
do good work.
We appreciate your reporting.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'd love to talk to him about
just
that turd.
Tweet at him and ask him if he...
Be like, hey, did you have to record all the turds yourself?
What's story of your...
Gage.
Your work that
be
you
honest.
Gage, listen. Andy from Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I'm trying to come up with answers.
I don't mean to tweet at you out of the blue, but I really need to know if that turd was real or if you recreated it. I'm sitting here in Detroit. I'll wait for your response.
Because it did look like possibly someone just...
You hear me, Gage?
pooped it right out then and there.
Gage, you listening?
There were so many bugs, though. There's so many bugs.
The bugs knew that it was there. It's been there for a while.
I don't think it was you and your team, Gage.
I'm telling you it was.
I don't doubt
how
Gage.
How bad did it smell?
Oh, there he is. Oh, I found him.
You know
him on Twitter.
Yeah, we know.
Of course.
Gage, did you take the photos?
Do you want me to message him?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to message him. Here we go.
And the debate, the morning show split.
Hey.
It's me and you against everybody else.
I mean,
in my mind, I can't imagine people just leaving poop on the floor till the news got
there. That's, I just don't see
it. I don't want to believe it.
What if these are people that were bothered by the poop? I feel like somebody who lives there, poop for a newscaster isn't going to call the news about poop.
Exactly.
But what if they called the news and the news was like, leave the turtle alone. Yeah. We need it for the stories. Don't touch it. We'll be there.
We're going to find out.
Yes, 100%. Do not touch the turd. I would not let you touch it. No pun intended. They smell an Emmy.
They're like, we smell an Emmy with this story. Leave that turd alone.
Yep. As soon as my dog would poop in the house, it is like all out to get the poop out of the house.
But it's not a crime, Lisa.
Exactly.
This is a crime.
I'll come over and poop in your house. I bet you change your mind.
You can save it and put it in a container. You are letting people see,
hey, look what's happening
here. You take a photo yourself. You have a...
Maybe they need
DNA.
There was a shirt over top of it. That's enough.
Sam Samuelson from the debate station here. Listen, I'm the producer of the segment. If you could just leave that crap there.
Trust me, he was like, don't touch it.
So you want me to leave the poop there on the floor?
Yes.
Right where the loose stool bandit dropped it.
We're going to set Gage down there right away.
All right. Well, it's getting real stinky. We're going to sit outside.
Trust me.
He's an Emmy Award-winning reporter.
But that's how you win an Emmy, Dave. You record poop.
You get the turd.
You pay attention to the details.
Exactly. No matter what happens, you get that turd.
Like, I understand, like, a single shot, it could have been a photo, and then they could have just panned over the photo. They use that technology or whatever.
This
goes left to right.
But
you can tell there's too many shots of it.
How many shots would you take of the poop?
How many shots would you take of the poop? Would you get down on the ground the way he did?
Do I get an Emmy?
You should.
And the Emmy for best turd coverage goes to Andy Green.
I'm just saying, none of you guys would do it.
Andy Green.
That's why you don't have an Emmy.
There's like 27 different angles of this poop.
I don't have an Emmy.
That's it. That's why.
There's three team turds.
Gage laid down with the cockroaches.
Yep.
He laid down with the cockroaches and got these shots.
They even simulated walking into the room and discovering the turd on the floor.
I tweeted Gage Golding, hey, did you have to get that footage of the trailer turds?
That's what you said?
Yeah, if so, we feel very sorry for you. So we'll see you.
Well, that's
exactly what it is.
We can call them a mobile home, or we can be clear with him.
Yep.
He needs to know that.
I just hope now he doesn't go back and he's like, oh, God, I guess this morning show has been talking about my stuff.
He's a good reporter.
Yeah,
just a bit shiny. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah. Which needs a little powder on your...
Well, he's also...
He goes all out to recreate things.
Right.
Yeah, I got nothing bad to say about him. I just want to know.
We want to know the facts.
I just don't think turd facts.
I hope he gets out soon.
I don't think that he did record a turd.
And I think he did.
He's setting an example that I think other journalists need to follow.
Yeah.
Get real turd footage.
Real news. No fake turds. Well,
I've taken a lot of pictures of turds. And I can tell you, I've never once done it with such pizzazz.
But it's usually like one. You did get one shot, you got the turd, you're good to go. You don't have it. You know, you don't recreate walking
into
the bathroom.
Sometimes I'd put something next to it so you got a real scale.
Size.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a lot of experience with turd photography.
Lots of it.
Chuck's one of the best in the state. You didn't know that?
I'm one of the best.
I'm his apprentice.
Yeah. I've taken so many shots of turds.
He's teaching me the fine art of turd photography.
Oh my God, there's a lot of details that go into it.
You wouldn't appreciate it.
Yep. I might even still have some of my best work on my phone. I doubt it.
Go watch the report. Judge for yourself and see, is that news turd or fake turd?
I think the homeowner recorded it. You guys think the whole news crew worked?
Just him. He is the whole news crew. Let's be honest. He's the whole news crew, though. He has his own camera.
The follow-up question is, how long was the poop there for before Gage got on the scene?
Well, hopefully
if that's
I assume there's a lot going on for Gage. I don't think that he's got the time to just be like, I'll turn right away.
He drops everything?
Yeah.
100%. You want that Emmy?
Yeah.
You drop it.
I don't know if that's the Emmy.
You cover all the turds. You never know which one is going to hit.
You dropped the nice story about the 100-year-old woman, you know, who's going for a 5K run to celebrate, and you go straight to the turd in the trailer.
Yep.
Yeah, because the second one, they went over after the second turd drop.
Do you think he'll answer us?
Yeah, I think he will. Why wouldn't he?
I mean, think about it. Who do you think is going to get more clicks? The old lady doing a 5K for her 100th birthday or a trailer turd?
Yeah.
Trailer turd's getting more clicks.
Is. I just love that he's starting his day. What is it, 8:30? So he's like, oh, man, got a big day of Gage news. Hopefully there's no trailer turd.
Send him
today.
An email. Send him an email, too.
So check Twitter real quick.
Hey, did you have to get the footage of that trailer turd? If so, if
they start.
Yeah, we want to. He's like, God, who are these idiots? I'm an Emmy award-winning journalist. There's two yahoos that they put on a couple stations.
There's a serial pooper on the loose.
Oh, he's the man. I mean, he's got a cameraman there.
We'll show you how they're trying to conceal their crap.
This guy's incredible.
He's a man. That was the promo for the story. That was the promo for this story.
He even does promos for his stories?
There's a serial pooper on the loose in Fort Myers. No, we're not doing number two in here. Tonight at 11, we'll show you how they're trying to conceal their crap.
You can say crap. They have
He can do whatever he wants. Well, this is probably just for...
The promo,
the internet.
Like a tease.
But like they probably didn't play that one on TV for the old people.
Yeah, they're not playing this going into commercials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is just he is promoting himself online.
Well, they have our voice guy going tonight on.
Yeah, exactly.
NBC2, the serial loose stool bandit.
Yeah. That's how did he cover up his crap?
We'll let you know if we hear back from Gage whether or not that was his footage or.
Let us know, Dave, when you hear back.
For sure, I will.
Breaking news.
Relationship with
Gage.
All right, in other news this morning, it kind of reminds me of the opening scene of Pulp Fiction, where they're sitting in that, like, diner.
Oh, yeah.
And then they decide to rob it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Two men went to a Subway in New Orleans. They ate their sandwiches, and then they went back up to the counter and held the place up.
Any of you effing pigs move!
Yeah.
And I'll execute every mother effing one of you.
Which one's Honey Bunny?
Yeah. Are you Pumpkin or Honey Bunny?
Yeah.
They pulled guns, demanded the money out of the register, and then ran off. They're still on the loose. Unclear how much they got away with and if the police have any suspects. The cashier wasn't hurt. They have all the footage going through the whole process. Picking their bread, getting it toasted, picking out all their toppings.
Right, they know what sandwiches they like.
Eating the subs, and then they decide... to rob the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, you get thinking when you eat, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, I should rob this place.
Maybe it just looked like an easy Target?
Yeah, they must have seen
something. They were probably like, let's just sit and eat for a bit and see how busy this place gets. And then once you realize no one's walking in there, time to rob it. Mind you, that also says there's no money in the register.
But. Right.
Yeah.
So... let me ask you this. There's things that come up on the show from time to time, and I'm amazed, you know, after doing the show for this many years, there's still stuff we haven't heard of. Have you ever heard of a rare condition called uncombable hair syndrome?
Nope.
No. So, like, it's right. So
I feel
thick.
Like I have it.
Uncombable.
You were close, but you can still comb it. You can still control it.
I do, for some reason, opt to use, like, a prison comb. That's how I do this. Yeah, it hurts every day. I don't know why. I just haven't bought a brush.
I almost would have thought you would need like a sweet pick or something like that.
Amazing.
Man,
I almost hate that.
All those curls.
I almost hate to break that fantasy for
you.
Yeah.
No. It's too bad.
Andy picks his hair every morning.
I a prison comb.
I was hoping.
Why do guys use prison combs all the time? What is it about?
You know the weirdest thing, like, Lisa? And I'm just realizing this now.
I use them all the time on my beard.
I don't know the origins of it. I don't even know where you got it. It's in my bathroom basket.
You know where they do? Yeah. Okay, here's this is personal.
One too. This is personal.
But do you have any kind of like beard trimmer or?
Yeah.
Any, okay, so a lot of times in that beard trimmer,
is that where it came from?
They throw a prison comb in there.
Okay, I couldn't figure.
So that's where it probably came from.
I remember the first day I realized I had a brush and I don't know where that thing went.
Yeah.
I had it for a long time, this brush, and then it's gone now. And one day I just was like, I need to brush my hair.
Yeah.
So I look through my like stupid basket and I'm like, a mysterious comb. I'm like, okay.
It's always like a mysterious black comb.
It is. It's just a black comb. There's no words on it.
I had a comb holder at one point. It came in its own little pouch.
Wow.
They did. Some of those had the pouches. Yeah.
Some of those combs have that long pointy thing so that you could use it to stab in prison.
Yeah. There is a prison shank.
Like, there's one with like a shank on the.
I saw the ones where they gave them away or something. I don't know.
It was like picture day.
Up with always seeing
the one I have is, and it's like it hurts every time, and I could get a new brush, but I just haven't done it. I haven't got it together yet to do that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Well, there's a 16-month-old boy in Georgia named Lachlan, and he's always had wild hair, but he's now officially been diagnosed with a rare condition called uncombable hair syndrome. His hair's just out of control.
Wow.
It doesn't affect his health. He could possibly outgrow it, or he may not.
Wow.
Some people don't.
What is going on his head, though? My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, Lisa tried to drink. She should not have tried to drink when this kid.
They caught a shot of him like Darth Vader in his chair right there.
Yep.
You just see the back of his head.
They should not. Oh, that was as close as me.
That was so close. I didn't
think it was like a horror movie.
This kid is dead.
He's like, thanks for coming to my mysterious crazy meeting.
Oh, no.
I've gathered you here today because of this.
I mean, he has the hair of a mad scientist. He does.
Poor kid.
If listeners want to see what we're talking about, too, there's a post about him over at DMTruckTheFreak.com. You have to scroll down a little bit.
It was posted. Check it out there.
A while ago, but yeah.
All right, so here's the story from Fox Atlanta about this kid with uncombable locks.
16-month-old lock samples has grown up sticking out.
Oh, my gosh. We can't go anywhere without somebody making comment, whether it's the park or public. People come up to us. No. They ask to touch it. They are very, very curious about his hair.
Caitlin Sample says her youngest son was born with typical baby hair, just like his big brother Shep, who is 3. But at about 6 months, locks just seem to take off.
I was going to my mom and asking her, like, did I have hair like this?
When they tried to wash his hair, it was hard to get it wet.
And then as soon as we would dry it,
you got Billy Idol hair.
As soon as it dries, it pops back up.
And the Russell Tucker doesn't seem to mind all the extra attention he's getting.
Doctor's office, more people. It's almost like an episode of House. There's always a lot of doctors in the room, and he just beats it up.
Still, for months, the samples didn't know why Locke's hair was doing this.
And then a stranger messaged me on Instagram.
That stranger told Caitlin Locke might have a kind of one-in-a-million hereditary condition known as uncombable hair syndrome.
I got nervous because I had never heard of it before.
So Caitlin Googled it and then called Locke's pediatrician.
And they were like, we know Locke and we know his hair. We can't really help you here, so we're going to send you directly to a specialist.
That's how the samples ended up at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta.
We went into the dermatologist's office. Several other doctors came in and they took pictures of his hair. They took samples of his hair.
After studying Locke's hair under a special microscope, doctors confirmed he has one of about 100 known cases worldwide of uncombable hair syndrome.
The hair strand is like a triangular shape and twisted. Every single individual strand is that way.
The samples learned that the syndrome doesn't affect Locke's health. And kids with it usually have fine, light-colored, dandelion-like hair. Caitlin says it's fragile, so you can't use gel or products on it. But this wash and wear hair comes with some pluses.
Because the older one, we have to wrangle him down to get ready and do his hair and brush his teeth and all the things. And with Locke, he wakes up ready to roll.
Changes diaper.
And everywhere Locke goes, smiles and comments. Most of them nice, but not always.
We were at Waffle House on Thanksgiving, and an older woman looked at him and said, oh my gosh, that baby wakes up every day with a bad hair day. But kids are like, that baby has the coolest hair. Kids are into it. They love it.
There is a chance that Locke samples will outgrow this syndrome. And if not, Caitlin says they're okay with that.
I love it. We're so proud of it. And I think
you're okay with it, but wait till the kid wants to date.
I hope it starts coming in.
They have an interesting baby book.
All their baby pictures look like that. UK Prime Minister.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. They said Albert Einstein suffered from uncombable hair syndrome.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was just so smart that his hair floated like that.
Yeah, I just thought when you're that smart, you don't care what your hair looks like.
I'm going to tweet this out again. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. The story's there now, too, for anyone who wants to take a look.
Cute kid, but
totally cute kid, yeah. But you wouldn't want that hair.
No.
That first shot, that though, the first shot that they froze it on.
It was the creepiest shot ever. Dude. It was just like in Darth Vader when you just, the guy comes in and he just sees Darth Vader putting his helmet on.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. He'd like report.
Yeah. Imagine sure. That is what turned Darth Vader evil. It was uncombable hair syndrome.
Listen, well, you wonder why Albert Einstein just sat in the garage and worked on math all the time. Now you understand.
Yeah, now you get it.
Well, I've got nothing better to do.
It was just that hair.
Kind of a wild life,
e
that kid.
Equals MC squared.
That is going to be a wild life right there. That is like a wild life. You don't know what monster is about to be revealed. They're like, that's just me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating some chips. Hippie cup.
little 16-month-old with Billy Idol hair. Not what you'd expect to see. But the people that are rude, that's, come on.
Well, they had a Waffle House on Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
Maybe they just went out for
breakfast.
Is that
what they said?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even hear them say that.
They may have just gone for breakfast on Thanksgiving morning.
Yes, let's probably.
They may not have, I don't know if Waffle House
maybe
does
they were traveling.
You know,
and
what kind of people are you? I don't know. Waffle House, Thanksgiving, you can't comb your kid's hair. It won't even get wet. Like, they try and get it wet, and it somehow almost stays dry. So, it is a really weird condition.
Yeah, you can't use gel. They can't do anything with it.
You just, if it doesn't go away, he'll just have to keep it super short.
It's kind of like a Rod Stewart look, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, not what you want, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you discovered something that could allow you to travel forward in time or backward in time, which way would you go?
1,000,000% backwards.
According to a new poll, 49% of people would prefer to go back in time, 30% would jump forward, and 21% wouldn't want to do either.
The
wants to go forward?
No, like real life idiocracy would happen, right? If you went forward too far and you'd become the smartest person in the world.
Oh, yeah. I would. So you're going to stay where you go. Is that what you're saying? Like,
that's what I'm worried. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
If I was just, for me, it was like time jumping. If I could go to the future and find out which companies stay successful and which I should invest in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, that's one way.
Then I could go there and come back.
If you go back, you already know yourself. You'd be like, oh, this upstart Apple.
Yeah, that's true.
And this upstart Google. I'm going to invest heavily.
Yes.
Hi, Steve Jobs. I'm your friend.
Right. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It is weird. It's like, what rules? What time traveling rules do we have? You know?
Yeah.
Like, is it, are you checking in on yourself in the future?
Or it's just like you go back and you're in your past body, but with all your current knowledge.
Right, and you could change events and things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
If you break it down, men were more likely to want to travel forward. Old people were less likely to want to travel forward.
Guys, could you even imagine?
Yeah.
Where are you going from there?
Yeah, everything.
Could you imagine
every
how
new
bad
technology
it's
makes
be?
You upset and scared.
Guys.
You're like, oh, glasses, you need to just live now, like, and see what places
Google,
you're at.
Called Google Glasses.
Google Glasses. It just upsets them.
I will say that, you know, just take our current state and slap 75 years on it.
It's not going to be good.
Oh, guys.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad, I think. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, unless The Rock saves us, which is a possibility.
King
still.
The Rock.
I don't know. He's got to work out a lot more.
I know. He's trying.
He's got the charisma for it, though.
Yep.
Yeah, he does.
Hope. Their only hope.
Sexiness is an individual thing. What might get your juices flowing could be uncomfortable or disturbing to someone else. Still, there are things out there that somehow have earned the title of sexy that other people just say are absolutely not. So what do you think is something people consider sexy that you don't? 1-855-954-6969. What do some people consider sexy that you don't? 1-855-954-6969. It could be someone you've been with did something. Could be something you've heard of. Whatever. Text 46969. Or if you want to email, it's email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This guy said, being a new dad, being called daddy gets me flaccid faster than the speed of light.
I mean, I would never want to be called daddy like that.
Is it just because we're dads?
I think so.
Like, do you think before we became dads,
yeah,
that would have been
it.
Okay?
I was fine with it.
I don't know
yeah.
if anyone's called me daddy.
I can't say that.
Okay. All right.
But
once you are officially a dad, it takes on a whole new meaning.
Now I just realize what it takes in life for you to want to call me daddy. And I'm like, oh man, you're a disaster. I can't.
Can you imagine? I can't. And I hope no one in this room has done it. Ever calling a lady mommy?
Oh my God, no.
That's real.
No,
that's,
come on.
Right?
No.
That's like some, for some reason, to like 20,000 times creepier.
Oh, it's the
absolutely.
Worst.
And I hope no one on this show has done it.
No.
I think it's all creepy.
Mommy, daddy.
It's all, it's really creepy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, like when you're young and something like that goes down and you're like, oh, okay, rolling with the punches or whatever. But then as you get older and you realize, oh, wait, there's emotional damage that caused like you to want to say those things.
Someone texted, and I have dealt with this, women who talk like a baby. Someone said so gross. I was with a girl that kind of did that sometimes.
Yeah.
She was trying to be funny, but it... When you're trying to feed me and ask me if I want more sauce.
Oh, no.
Nah,
that's weird.
No.
Give him that sauce.
No.
I want more sauce, mommy.
Yeah, give him that sauce, mommy.
That is not
good at all.
Okay.
That's enough. I let James say it.
Yep.
That's the only person.
More sauce,
say
mommy.
It.
No, thank you.
Here you go.
No,
I'm his mommy.
Oh, my God.
I'm his mommy.
Oh, wow. That is real disturbing.
I felt like I just walked in on you guys.
I know, me too. It got real serious all of a sudden. It was no longer jokey. It was just gross.
Yeah. Mommy, have other strangers feed me saucy.
Oh yeah. Well,
you get a high chair.
Let's ask the boys.
You got a James-sized high chair?
Those are pricey, I'll tell you.
Oh my God, yeah.
James size high chair.
He's a big boy.
I was like, why don't
Who's
we just modify a bar stool?
He's
like, no,
boy.
You gotta
Who's
get a high
chair. Who's my big boy?
Who's mommy's big boy?
I'm mommy's big boy.
Oh my God. All right, so we're asking you, what are some things that others consider sexy that you don't? This woman said, abs and a hairless chest. I need a belly and something to run my fingers through. So she wants more of like a dad bod, right?
Yeah.
A hairy dad bod. Kim Kardashian's ass, someone said.
Yeah, like
totally
I totally
agree.
I don't feel like...
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Licking inside my ear.
Oh, God.
That's a weird move.
But like there has to be someone out there that loves it, right?
Oh, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that love it.
I don't know where
I don't know
came
why.
I don't either.
Moist things in my ear or not.
That's a very unpleasant...
I mean, around my ear and like get the lobe
yeah,
or whatever,
oh, for
do
sure.
all that stuff.
Nibble it up, but don't. No penetration. Let's go to Leah in Boston. Leah,
hi.
What's something others consider sexy that you don't?
I was with a guy that just didn't even really want to have, like, do anything with me. He just wanted to, like, touch and rub my feet.
Oh, yeah. So
and
it
I'm
was
like,
clear.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, it was only with like you could have been anybody. Basically, he was in love with your feet, right?
No, he said that I had beautiful feet. That
right.
he had seen ugly feet before, but my feet were gorgeous. And he just wanted to like touch them and rub them and have me like rub them on him. And I was just like, I don't know, dude. Like did a couple of times and I was just like, nah, I can't. I'm good.
Could you roll with it? I know. Go ahead, Leah.
It's been years, and he still, even to this day, like, I have deleted his phone number. He will send me an emoji every once in a while of just, like, little feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a text.
He's still...
You rubbed him on him.
Yeah,
you rubbed him
he
on
He is pining for your feet.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
He's got
sorry,
big
Leah.
Feet dreams.
Thanks for calling.
You can't rub your feet
okay,
on
Okay, I know
general.
You... listen, some guys are into feet, but they don't want, you know, not crazy into feet. They just appreciate a nice-looking woman foot. if a woman was licking your, sucking on your big toe.
Good luck down there.
I know. That's what I think goes through my head. Like, oh God, gross. Don't.
But okay. So as long as there's like a, anything that goes too far is too much. But if I knew, like, okay, this girl has a foot thing with herself, like, right, if I touch her foot...
She's giving you, like, a toe job.
No, but I'm not talking to me. I don't know how. Oh. But, like, if I knew, like, I could, like, kiss her foot while we were doing something, and it would take her from...
Right, 0 to 100.
0 to 100? I'm doing it. I am doing it. Yeah. I know that. I know I'm doing it. I just... Why would you ignore something... You know, that's like an easy win.
It's a home run.
It's an easy win.
This guy said, nipple play is an instant boner killer for me. So I assume a woman playing with his nipples.
Yeah. Especially if they're aggressive and like flick them or like shake their fingers over them. It can be very traumatic.
I guess. Who's doing that?
So many.
Yoga pants.
What?
This guy said, I would much rather see a woman in skinny jeans.
Really?
Who doesn't appreciate...
I love skinny jeans, too.
Well, sure,
but yoga pants.
It's just like second skin.
They're a delight. It's like a text from somebody who's never been on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, it'll get so hopeless, you know, that you're like, here, what is even this existence? And then it's like yoga pants will kind of bring you
back to life.
I'm like, there's still good stuff in the world. There's still good stuff.
I'll thank the Jesus.
Yeah. It's not all bad.
No. This guy said, I had a girl that would sit on my big toe as she gave me a BJ.
Well, that is a... Like, so she's turned
like a backdoor toe?
Or like in there.
It's probably in there.
It was probably in
That's what I'm saying, backdoor toe.
Well, probably
tiptoeing in the tulips.
Yeah, I think...
Jeez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
I wouldn't like
Special that. Girl.
I wouldn't like that.
No.
I'd be like, let's just
I'm like moving it the whole time, squirming it.
Keep trying to pull it away.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Not for me. Someone said whipped cream. My ex whipped it out, and I went soft.
I hate any kind of food related product.
But would you shut things down? It wouldn't make me soft.
It just like makes a mess.
No,
you really want whipped cream on it? All right.
No, yeah. I mean, I guess, but it's just. I think what happens to me is I realize, oh, this isn't really going to go anywhere other than what this is. Like, I don't want to be with a whipped cream person my whole life.
Yeah, I get
I don't want to be with a whipped cream person for an extended period of time.
Go to Costco to get that six-pack of whipped cream this weekend. Someone said, please, please, please don't spit on my face or in my mouth ever again.
Whoa, somebody did that to you and you didn't want it, huh?
Can you imagine... Not expecting it.
I think that's one of the most, like, every once in a while you'll see it in porn in or mouth. Something. Like,
there's like a guy from
Michigan. But it's the whole
Michigan
degrading, right?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah. There's a guy on TikTok from Michigan that does it all the time to the ski mask girl.
That's one of the worst things you can see.
It's like, whoa.
No spit. Jay's in Boston. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good. We're talking about things some consider sexy and others don't.
I don't really think there is a limit. Like, I have to say, like, I'm kind of a freak. I let somebody put their tongue in my ear if they want. Like,
yeah.
I'll eat the back door. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Like, you gotta go the extra mile.
Yep. So if you go back there, you have no problem putting anything else in your mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, so
it's not about me though. It's about her. Like, I don't do that for me.
So, like, you're one of the guys that, like, you'll hook up with a girl and you'll say, listen, you can do whatever you want to me. Whatever you want to me.
Does that fly with you?
Backdoor stuff to me. Peg me.
I haven't found the limit yet. Like, I haven't said no, but, like, I'm weird about one thing, man. Like, I had gastric bypass, so I have... excess skin, and like if you touch
I just took it down.
Okay. They can put something in your butt, but they can't touch your jiggly parts.
You'd say
no. Stay away from my flap.
That's on Chuck's business card.
That's actually on my tombstone. I already bought it.
You can put something in my butt, but you can't touch my jiggly parts.
Yeah. It's on my tombstone.
It's one of the hardest rules for me to adapt to.
That's a tombstone that'll stop you.
He always wants to grab it.
Jeez.
I'm like, don't jiggle me.
That man didn't like to be jiggled, but he was okay with anal.
It's just like there's a lot of guys that are like, oh, I'll let them do anything. And then you find out, oh, but they won't, you know, they're not going to let their girl do anything to them. Their backside. They're not going to, you know, and it's just, it's weird to me where a guy is just like, do anything you want. I don't care. Like, pull out a toy. Whatever you can dream up, you can do to me.
Brave dude.
Yep.
Someone said shower sex. It's always awful.
Yeah, it's never really good.
I mean, it's on paper, it seems a lot. I get it. It seems way sexier.
Yeah.
But it.
It's just one of those things that's better in the movies, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's really slippery in there. And
yeah. Unsexy thing for me, the most unsexy is when a girl gives a BJ, not pleasurable in any way. Well,
there are some guys that aren't into them, which is nuts, but.
I think he's just had bad.
Yeah, he's had bad some blowers. Terrible stuff.
He's some bad blowers.
He's had some terrible things.
Because it's, well.
Or he's just really not sensitive.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't do anything for him.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Hey, how's she going, boys?
How's she going, eh? Something that people consider sexy that you don't.
I'm not a big fan of the boob jobs. You know, a lot of guys go crazy for them, but just instant turn off for me. Feels weird.
I feel like there's a limit. Like I can understand.
Are you talking about artificial titties?
Yeah. I feel like there's a limit.
Some guys are into the big knockers rubbing against your Johnson, but just feels weird for me.
Oh, like he's talking about it.
Yeah.
Titty banging.
But.
Yeah. Much rather have a foot job any day of the week.
Yeah. See,
okay. So you got your own thing, Sammy. Yeah, you got your own deal.
Send us some stuff. But I can understand that. I think there's a limit on fake boobs. Where
I think fake boobs can look really unnatural and bad.
But for me, it's any kind of plastic surgery. There are tons of guys that follow the girls with the massive lip injections and look super fake, and that's not for me. Yeah, but there's so many guys think it's hot.
They love that. Those chicks always have like so many followers.
Yeah,
the ones with the like.
Had a girl.
Yes.
Really into sucking on my toes.
Yeah.
I now have toenail fungus on that toe. Coincidence? Question mark.
God.
What?
Follow me.
They'll say what?
Follow me here.
What?
I think it's
she
really
probably
hard to get.
Sucked on another man's toe.
No.
With the fungus.
No.
Does that how it works?
Cheated on you and put it on you.
You got another man's toe fungus on you? That's a horrible
thing. That's a thing.
The psychological damage of that is almost worse than the.
I mean, or it just started.
I think it's really hard to get fungus on your toes. So I think this man needs to clean his feet and get some antifungal.
Yeah.
Like and then also, like, tell that chick to chill out. Got to get away from there.
Okay, here's a question. Would a girl who's into feet still suck on his fungus toe?
No, I think everyone has their limits, right? Unless you are just a psychotic killer. You're not putting fungus toe in your mouth.
There's people that are into the dirty feet thing, gross feet thing.
Yeah.
But that's just like they got a little bit of
dirt on
there. They're, you know, not fungus. They're not diseased feet.
I don't know. I just think it's like really gross for if a girl wanted to suck on my toes.
Like, do you think what people lick like cracked heels and stuff?
Yeah. Yep. I think there's a kind of foot for everybody who's into feet. And sometimes the foot that you love is all corned up. Yep.
Corned up is, that's a horrible two words together.
Corned up.
Mm. That's not even a good name for a corn tour.
No, it's not.
Corned up 2022.
So many other better ideas.
Randy's in Fort Myers. Hi, Randy.
Came up with?
Corned up. How y'all doing?
Good. Something that's sexy to some people, but not to you.
Yeah, so when I was really little, I was probably 3 or 4, I was at a carnival, and I was, like, verbally kind of assaulted, like, attacked by this older, like, carny woman, and she had red nail polish, and I vividly remember it happening. It was, like, a traumatic thing, and to this day, like, if I see red nail polish, I'm, like, disgusted instantly. Like, I can't even... I've tried to shake it.
You tied it into a horrible childhood traumatic moment, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Lisa's got red nail polish on!
young. Be young.
Oh.
I won't say what they do to me.
Yeah. Most guys don't have that.
Yeah. No.
Most guys don't have that. No. Some woman said dudes with nose rings. She does not find them sexy.
Dudes with nose rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
Okay. Lingerie.
Get my little stud on the side.
I was lingerie. Thinking, man, I won't do that now, James.
I think my girl is sexier in lazy, baggy pajamas and looking comfy than in lingerie.
I
like lingerie, but I like also like that loungy kind of look, too.
Yeah, like, there's just like the cotton. Just cotton.
Chicks in like the short sleeper shorts.
A chick just wearing your t-shirt or something.
Damn,
that's
just
it.
A woman. That's would be woman swimming in there. I know, would be cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
That would be cool.
Super cool.
Woman there.
Look at that.
This guy said, I didn't find it sexy when a woman slapped my face while riding me. I felt like I was getting bitch slapped. Ended up with a bloody lip. Like, she's...
I'm not into
what?
The pain.
No,
thing.
God.
I would hate that. I don't know. Why did you do that?
I would have thrown you off me so fast.
Why? I think there's limits to everything, and like, it's just, it's weird. When someone wants to be like really physically hurt, and it's like, wow, like I'm going to physically hurt somebody, and then I
couldn't do the slap.
Yeah,
around.
Was with a lady that liked to bite my feet blisters open.
See? Whoa! What did I tell
all
you?
Right, enough with the feet.
What
right?
did I tell you?
Yeah, Lisa's got it.
Enough.
Well, you, did you,
Lisa's
you know,
had enough feet.
You red nailed vixen. Whatever.
Onions and corns and
yeah.
Gives this woman that bite.
Yeah. You evil red lady.
Cracked heels. I mean, we've covered it all.
I know. I guess we have.
They're gross.
This woman said, men with nipple rings are gross. Stop it, please. Someone else said, pouty lips. Someone on Facebook said, cigarette dangling out of a guy's mouth while he works on my car.
Not hot?
I guess. Doesn't find it sexy.
Well, who runs into that all the time?
I don't know.
Hey, lady.
I didn't think they were allowed to really smoke around the open engine.
They're not.
Are we in a movie or are we in real life? I don't know.
That's right. That only happened in 1970s horror movies.
Yeah. What are you watching? Grease?
So are you getting your car fixed in the 70s?
You only go to the family of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? That's where you get your car work done?
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Go to a new garage.
And find your mechanic.
All right, Octoboss and ladies, so what is it that you find unsexy that some find sexy?
My ex used to trace my lips with his fingers, and I would see his bathroom habit. It skewed me out so bad. I'm like, oh. You're not touching my
mouth. Oh, right.
Why? So you didn't like when he traced your body parts?
But she said she saw him in the bathroom, like, do it, like, how
his hands?
Yeah, you know.
Hopefully
like,
he washed up.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah, like, my mouth. Like, don't touch my mouth. That's so gross.
Yeah, I guess if you're like a germaphobe and you're thinking about everything his fingers have touched that day. Yeah.
But hopefully he washed.
And I'm not confident he did.
Nope.
Maybe he's rubbing his fingers around her mouth. He's like, I went to the grocery store today and I touched a shopping cart that was probably used by hundreds of other people.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I went into the public restroom and I didn't wash my hands after touching myself.
Well, even you just
Then
grabbed.
I came home and I dropped a deuce and I wiped. It was extra sloppy.
Oh, my God. My God,
and now,
sir.
I'm rubbing your lips.
You, but I love you.
You beautiful thing, you.
Disgusting. Well, I get it then. Absolutely.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.